self-leadership intensive.
But looking back, my decision to become self-employed and found my own business was a very good one for me. And it all started with conscious self-leadership and the question, what do I really want? The most important question in life is, what do I want? Hello and a warm welcome, dear Lightwolf, dear leader of the pack. Welcome to today's Lightwolf episode, all around self-leadership. In our increasingly complex world, in your and in my world, I think the requirements, the situation constantly places new demands on employees and on leaders. These can be met and mastered primarily through really good self-awareness and self-leadership. Self-leadership promotes self-reflection and also self-organization. And if you self-reflect, and if you self-organize, you're much better prepared for success and for fun in business. Those who can lead themselves well, who can take responsibility for their own actions, who set their own goals and the path they want to follow towards success, and those who review their actions from time to time, are better off in many ways. And this is by no means just a matter of pushing yourself to achieve more, but also of scrutinizing yourself critically and of sometimes saying no and disconnecting and reflecting, re-energizing and taking time off the business. As a leader, I think you lead on three different levels. First and foremost, you lead yourself. Second, you lead your boss, the woman or the man who is responsible for you as your line manager. And three, you lead your direct reports. But first and foremost, you lead yourself. Always. Because self-leadership is the foundation for any good leadership. And with that, I'd like to welcome you warmly to a new series here in the Lightwolf podcast, the Self-Leadership Intensive Course.
Self-leadership intensive.
At the beginning of each month, you can expect another important foundation on the topic of self-leadership, so that after 6 months, you can master this crucial skill for yourself and continue to develop it. You will have created a foundation that may serve you well to develop yourself into exactly the leader you want to become. Once you have completed the self-leadership series, the team leadership series will begin and follow immediately afterwards. So your second key skill when it comes to leadership, all about leading teams. But today we start with self-leadership. These two new series, both self and team leadership, based in my experience, are crucial for every leader. And even if you've been listening to this Lightwolf podcast since the first hour, which now is unbelievable 8 years ago, I hope and really will give everything that even you as an experienced leader will take a little nugget, will take a new insight, a new perspective that helps you develop yourself even more. I hope that you will take part in this short podcast series where I summarize everything I've ever learned in the most compact way I'm able to. And I hope that this compact learning may travel to you, may help you to spread around you the environment you want, to create the leadership culture you want all around you. Yeah. And by doing so, you will first help yourself, you will help your boss, you will help your peers, you will help your team, you will help your customers. And in a way, you will help us, you will help my team and myself in pursuing our vision. Because we are serious when we say we have a very clear vision for this company. We'd like to contribute to a well-led world. And every single thing you do to become a better leader yourself gets the whole world a little closer to this vision, a well-led world. The kickoff of this new series is this introduction, and I decided to do this to give you a short overview of this series, of this course, of this self-leadership intensive course that we are starting with this intro. This introduction will be published in English today, has been published in German yesterday, and will be a part of the new series that we now publish regularly. Let's go straight into the content now. I'd like to start in this overview with three fundamental connected questions. One, what does self-leadership mean at all? Two, why is self-leadership so important? And three, what is the first step towards better self-leadership? Let's start with the first one. What does self-leadership mean? Honestly, it took me quite a while. It took me really quite a while to realize who I was actually leading. In my first years as a leader, young man, not even 3 years into management roles, I got the responsibility to lead 6 wonderful people, really great people, and a business with about 280 million euros of sales. And in my first years as a young manager, young leader, I thought I was almost exclusively leading my direct reports. And that's not wrong, but that's not entirely true either. The most important person you lead is yourself. Only when you know who you are, what you stand for, what you want, what your values, your principles, your goals are. Only when you know what success means to you, what the purpose of your professional life is, only then you can lead and inspire others. Self-leadership is your ability to guide, direct, and motivate yourself to achieve personal and professional goals. It involves self-reflection, self-awareness, and self-regulation. Self-leadership includes your ability to recognize your own strengths. And I'm a big believer in strengths-based leadership. It also entails to recognize your potential or your weaknesses. And believe me, I have many weaknesses. Your ability to prioritize, to make decisions, and to take responsibility for your own actions and the consequences of your own actions. Self-leadership also includes the ability to deal with stress and with challenges, to develop emotional intelligence and social intelligence beyond sheer intellectual intelligence, and to maintain a positive attitude, particularly when the shit hits the fan. Yeah? And by leading yourself, you can deal much more effectively with change. You can improve your performance and lead a much more fulfilling life. And you can respond to change around you more quickly and just much more effectively. That to me is some of the key content of what self-leadership actually is. Now, why is it so important? I think self-leadership is important because it serves you as a compass, as a kind of lighthouse for making good decisions, for assessing what's right and wrong. It also gives you a sense of autonomy and self-determination. And these things, like having a foundation, a set of principles that help you make important decisions, having more and more self-autonomy and self-determination, are the basis for your actions and for you to be impactful. When, for example, after 25 years in the corporate world, I decided to change course, I really had to lead myself. I had run a nice corporate career in 3 different companies. I was a general manager in a global consumer goods company with an American soul. I was a general manager at T-Mobile Germany in the telecoms industry, and I was a board member in the second biggest beer brewing company in the world, running 12,000 people in 22 countries here in Europe. So I had some success. I enjoyed the work a lot. I enjoyed all those 25 years in the corporate world. And still, after this most recent experience in the corporate world, sharing responsibility for 12,000 people, I asked myself the question whether to remain employed or to try and become self-employed. I thoroughly weighed the pros and cons of both paths and then decided in favor of self-employment. In those minutes, I consciously, calmly, and clearly led myself in a very different professional direction. And believe me, that was not at all a no-brainer at the age of middle 40s. Yeah? I was in the middle of my 40s with a family, with two school-age children. It was not an easy decision to take because I was aware of the consequences. It would have been easy to stay in the corporate world and sign my next contract because I had the offer on the table. But I chose otherwise. And I asked myself, not from the present forward, but from the future backwards. I asked myself from the end of my life, should one day I have the opportunity to reflect about my entire life at the end of it, what will I regret more at the end of my life? Not having run another 15 or 20 years as a general manager in the corporate world, this would have been a great option, absolutely. Or would I regret more not having really tried to create a little company and to try and make the world a little better behind the topic that I'm really passionate for, spreading good leadership? And ultimately, I decided the latter and started to found a company from scratch, initially working alone. But in the meantime now, we are in year 11. We've done more than 600 projects. We've worked with about 10,000 leaders in more than 145 different companies. A few companies with more than 100,000 employees, but also a few startups, small, nimble, quick. We've seen and served a lot of clients, and we are grateful to be allowed to do this work because oftentimes we start a project and stay in, and clients are satisfied with our little contribution and book us again, which means they are satisfied. And it's very humbling to me to start seeing so many and ever more relationships with clients growing and blossoming. Of course, during this time, I made mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, thank God, because the day I stop making mistakes is the day I stop growing and learning. But looking back, my decision to become self-employed and found my own business was a very good one for me. And it all started with conscious self-leadership and the question, what do I really want? So that's to me why it's so important. Now, what could be first steps to start or to improve self-leadership? Three components. The first one is self-reflection. What are my true strengths? How do I utilize them in a targeted way and frequently? People who know their real strengths and can use them at work every single day are 3 times more productive and 6 times more likely to report happiness at the workplace. So knowing your strengths and using them daily is key. Where are my weaknesses? And believe me, I have a number of weaknesses. Ask my wife or ask my sons. And how do I neutralize them? How do I behave in a way that they don't stop me? It's enough when I neutralize them so that I can concentrate again on my key strengths. How do I come across to others? What's my impact on others? What's my intention? We all have good intentions, but that's not good enough. We are not paid for good intentions. We are paid for our impact. And it starts with reflecting, what is my real impact on others? A second way to improve self-leadership is to ask good questions. And also, when you think about your own life in big picture, to ask the right question. When I was a teenager, I asked myself, what am I capable of? And that's not wrong, because it's important to know what I'm capable of. And when I was 15, 16, I was still young, I was undeveloped, and I didn't have that many skills yet. So it's normal that I ask myself, what can I do? What am I capable of? But the older I got, the more I thought, that's only the second most important question, if at all. The most important question in life is, what do I want? What do I really want? Clarify your own expectations of your own life. A little side comment and a book recommendation. But a precursor. I think reading this book requires just a normal level of emotional stability, I think, because the book touched me, it made me cry, and it made me laugh. It's a great book that if you're interested in the topic, and if you feel you'd like to engage with this perspective, then it's a great book. It's called Five Things That Dying People Regret the Most, from an Australian author, great woman, named Bronnie Ware. Bronnie accompanied a few dozen people in their last months of their lives, over 10 years, and then recorded her learning and wrote this very impactful book. And without stealing the thunder, maybe you want to read it, I just share one insight from this, straight related to what we are talking about here, i.e. self-leadership and asking the right questions. What do I really want? And Bronnie's book reveals that the most important thing that people regret at the end of their lives is, had I only lived my life according to my own expectations, rather than to the expectations of others. And that struck me. And I think that influenced me in my role as a father. And only my sons, Niels and Tom, can judge. But I'm trying hard to make sure that they do not choose their path to please me or to match any expectations that they think I might have of them. I hope they don't. I want them to lead their lives according to their expectations. It's their life, not mine. And with the same perspective, I invite you to either confirm, maybe you've done the process, to confirm what you really want from life, or if you have never done it, and I know some people who have never really asked that question, or asked it but never answered it. If you're one of those many, then I encourage you to take some quality time, calm down, and reflect. What do you really want from life? Be honest. It can be enormously inspiring and liberating to give a real honest answer on this. And the third way that I think can help you start or improve your self-leadership is learning. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And believe me, I've learned. I've learned many times. I'm grateful that my mother taught me how to make mistakes without ever feeling punished when I was 7 years old. Thank you, Mom. So that's what I'd like to share with you as a foundation for this course, this intensive course on self-leadership. That's it for the short introduction. The first part, the first episode, awaits you already on Saturday. And now I'd like to ask you to please take part in the Spotify poll directly below this episode. It'll literally take you 1 second. You just have to click one button. Click on what applies to you. It's an anonymous poll. Did you realize before listening to this podcast that self-leadership is so essential? Yes or honestly no? Please participate in the poll. And you can also write your question about self-leadership in the comments on Spotify. I will be happy to answer your question in the upcoming episodes on self-leadership here in the Lightwolf podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this intro. I hope I was able to increase your appetite to invest some more time into yourself by listening to these next episodes on Self-Leadership Intensive Course. My pleasure to have you here today, and I'm looking forward to welcoming you again very soon here in the Lightwolf Podcast. Thank you and see you soon. Your Stefan.